Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, one of the pleasures that we get to be able to do from time to time, and Alan and I rarely have the opportunity to taste together anymore because of our schedules, but occasionally we get a chance to get together with folks and taste through a bunch of things. And, you know, sometimes you get reacquainted with old friends, or you'll have an opportunity to taste something that I recently talked about, and then you can come back and tell me whether I'm a complete idiot or whether you agree with me. So anyway, you had a chance to do that recently.
We sat down with some of the folks from Lanterna Wines. They're a distributor here in Baltimore, and they had a number of wines that we tasted. And this bunch of wines that I have here is really great for this time of the year, because some of them are going to be very good party wines. And others are going to be great gifts. But the thing they all have in common, Hugh, is they make a great first impression. Mm-hmm. And that's a wonderful thing. Let's start with Chateau Larraz Bergerac Blanc. Bergerac is a region very, very near Bordeaux.
Yep.
And so we're essentially talking about white Bordeaux here. It's a brilliant example of very good Sauvignon Blanc and Semillon blended for easy drinking. The wine is firm. It's well-structured with very lively fruit, and like I say, it makes a great first impression. It's easy to like. There
so
it is.
So
bang.
It's a good firm handshake.
It sure is, and maybe even a kiss on the cheek.
All right.
A similar wine was the Chateau Cousteau that you talked about last week, and I'll just say that I love the floral aspects of this wine. A little bit of Muscadel in it really took it a long way. So a lovely wine. I had another white Bordeaux that just knocked my socks off. And this is a special occasion wine. Take it to an important dinner and people will love you for it. Chateau Rouillac, Les Dadas de Rouillac.
I had this. This is good.
I just loved it. This was an extremely impressive white Bordeaux. It's crystalline texture and its structure, its sleek, ultra-smooth delivery, recalled a really great white Burgundy. Are maybe the best Moselle Rieslings. And you know that when I talk about crystalline, you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you're talking about, and you're absolutely right.
And this is their second label of Chateau Rouillac. It does cost $38, but this is just an exceptional white Bordeaux. And if I could have a nice piece of rockfish with it, I sure would, because I just think I'd died and gone to heaven.
Makes me want to go out and try the first label, quote unquote.
Oh, boy, $80 a thing, something like
that.
Oh, well. Here's a wine that you mentioned a few months ago, and I finally had a chance to taste it. Chateau de Marjolais, Côte de Rhône Village.
Great stuff.
Their Cuvée Traditionnelle, $18, and I think this is a really good deal. What I liked about this one is that it was very Côte de Rhône in spirit, but the finish on this wine, by finish, I mean the way it was put together, and just so smooth and so elegant, classy, almost like drinking a Chateauneuf du Pape.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot more finesse than you would expect to come from
exactly.
That bottle of wine.
And that's what I thought was wonderful. And again, makes a great, strong first impression. Everyone's going to like this wine. Here's one you mentioned last week. I'll just quickly confirm what you said. Chateau Lusseau, Grave Rouge, $36, ready to drink Bordeaux at a great price. Unbelievable. Finally, here's a party wine par excellence. Kiona Vineyards in the Columbia Valley makes a Cabernet Merlot blend for $15. This is everything you expect in Columbia Valley fruit. Just really luscious, juicy, well-balanced. Everything's in proportion. Really, really fun wine. At $15, I would buy a few bottles and just go to parties and put my hand out and say, howdy.
Works for me.
It works for me, too. We'll put these on the website, WIPR.org, Seller Notes, and I hope you look them up. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.